Now we go to the next story we see in Luke 5.
داستان بعدی لوقا 5 رو نگاه می‌کنیم.
Which starts in verse 17. This read verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them.
روزی از روزها واقع شد که او تعلیم می‌داد و فریسیان و فقها که از همه شهرهای جلیل و یهودیه و اورشلیم آمده نشسته بودند به قدرت خداوند برای شفای ایشان صادر می‌شد.
Yeah, so we find Jesus teaching again, doing ministry, working.
پیدا می‌کنیم که عیسی مسیح داره خدمت می‌کنه. عیسی مسیح داره کار می‌کنه، داره تلاش می‌کنه.
Jesus was very active, not lazy.
عیسی مسیح فعال بود و تنبل نبود.
And of course, therefore he needed to rest as well.
و در نتیجه احتیاج به استراحت هم داشت. چون خیلی کار می‌کرد.
So it says he is teaching here, and there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by.
و شریعت بودن که اونجا
and they had come from all over the place.
از همه جا اومده بودن که
کلام
خدا رو
بشنون. Were they there because they were so much interested to listening to what Jesus had to say?
اومده بودن واقعا حرف عیسی رو گوش بدن و از عیسی مسیح درس‌های بزرگی یاد بگیرن.
No, they were there to catch Jesus, to see if he would say something wrong.
عیسی رو مچشو بگیرن ببینن عیسی اشتباه میکنه، بندازنش تو تله. براشون منتظر نبودن که چیز خوب ازش یاد بگیرن.
Yet look what it says at the end of this verse. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Heal who? Who is them? The Pharisees and doctors of the law.
و اونهایی که مایدان موچه ایسا رو
بگیرن the religious
اونهایی که کاتبان اون زمان بودن فریسیای اون زمان بودن
even though they didn't come with the right motive,
با اینکه نیومده بودن با خواست قلبی درست با قلب درست که بیان از عیسی یاد بگیرن
it says that the power
اما قدرت
of the teaching of Jesus was available to them to heal them
خداوند در دستشون بود که اونها رو شفا بدن
just as it was available to everybody else
که برای خیلی ها آماده بود
yeah But they didn't get helped in the end, of course. They didn't get healed. They were just occupying space with the purpose of harming the ministry of Jesus. So they're sitting there with wrong reasons to be there. And as a result, it's even more crowded than normal. Yeah, all the people who were not sitting couldn't get the help they needed.
تمام کسایی که اونجا نشسته بودن اون کاری رو که لازم بود انجام بدن باشون باید براشون انجام میشد نشد. اون کمک رو دریافت نکردن.
Read verse 18 about one of these people.
یکی از اونها رو بشنو.
And behold, man brought in a bed a man which was taken with a palsy and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him.
که ناگاه چند نفر شخصی مفقود را بر بستری آوردن و میخواستند
Yeah, so here's somebody who's paralyzed. Yeah, he cannot walk. He cannot get to the place where Jesus is teaching. Yeah, the place where the Pharisees and doctors of the law are already sitting.
Yeah.
If this man is to get to Jesus, he's going to need help. And we have here the story of people who cared about this man. That took this man and brought him to Jesus. Where they find ways to lay Jesus before him. To lay him before Jesus, sorry. And again, yes, it's a great story again. Jesus is a miracle.
Yeah.
He's kind of dealing with the scribes and Pharisees as well.
با فریسیان و
کاتبان داره also again a spiritual layer behind this spiritual lesson to learn here.
یه روحانی دیگه هم هست
از داستان. It's also a story about soul winners.
داستان اون مبشرینه.
Who care for people.
اونایی که انقدر برای یه نفر امید دارن نجات پیدا کنن.
Yeah, this paralyzed man who needed help.
که احتیاج به کمک داشت.
Had friends who determined to bring him before Jesus.
با همه تلاش اون رو به سمت عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, because Jesus was the answer to this man's problems.
عیسی مسیح جواب مشکلات این فرد بود.
Yeah, what can we learn from this in regards to soul winning?
در مورد بشارتمون در مورد کار زندگیمون.
That soul winning requires compassion.
باید قلباً یه نفر.
Compassion means you care for other people.
یعنی اهمیت بدی به یه نفر.
Because these men themselves were not sick.
خود این مریضان مریض نبودن و احتیاج به شفا نداشتن. خودشون یواشکی میتونستن بیان به سمت عیسی مسیح بدون هیچ سختی.
On this paralyzed man,
اما این دوست فلجشون رو دیدن.
Their friend and they had compassion.
و دلشون برای دوستشون.
They cared enough to go through this effort to bring this man to Jesus.
که با این تلاش دوستشون رو به سمت عیسی مسیح بردن.
Yeah, they could just walk up themselves without him.
میتونستن خودشون برن.
But they decided to carry him to Jesus.
اما تصمیم گرفتن به سمت عیسی مسیح برن.
Soul winners need to be able to look at the lost.
مبشرین باید بتونیم نگاه کنیم به اون فردی که گم شده است.
Have compassion.
دلمون براش بسوزه.
Wanting to go through the effort to bring people to Jesus.
با دل خودمون ببریمش به سمت عیسی مسیح.
I want to take you to another story.
یه داستان دیگه میخوام براتون تعریف کنم.
About a crippled man, again a paralyzed man.
در مورد یه فلج دیگه.
And it's a little bit different.
که فرق میکرده با این.
Go to John 5.
یوحنا 5.
Here's a story of a man that has no friends.
داستان یه فلجی که هیچ دوستی نداره. هیچ دلچسبی نداره.
And you know the story. It's called in Bethesda where you have people that could get healed when the water was stirred by an angel, and the first one.
یه حوزی بوده که اگر فرشته خداوند در بیت هستا آب تکون میداده میتونستن بپرن توی آب و توی اون آب شفا.
It was the first one in the water got healed.
نفری که وارد اون آب میشده شفا پیدا
کرد. Now read verse 5, John 5 verse 5. And a certain man was there in Bethesda which had an infirmity 38 years.
و در آنجا مردی بود که 38 سال به مرضی مبتلا بود.
So there's a condition for 38 years long. His condition is that he couldn't walk. Now read verse 6 and 7. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me."
چون عیسی او را خوابیده دید و دانست که مرض او طول کشیده است بدو گفت آیا میخواهی شفا یابی؟ مریض او را جواب داد که ای آقا کسی ندارم که چون آب به حرکت آید مرا در حوض بیندازد بلکه تا وقتی که می آیم دیگری پیش از من فرو رفته است.
So Jesus sees him.
عیسی مسیح دیده.
He understands, hey, this guy is long time here.
خیلی وقت اینجاست.
And he asks him, do you want to be made whole?
آیا میخوای کامل شی؟ میخوای پاک شی؟
Yeah, that's a question we ask on the streets, by the way.
Mom, همین سوالی که تو خیابون میپرسی.
You want to be saved? You want to go to heaven?
آیا میخوای نجات پیدا کنی؟ آیا
میخوای
نجات پیدا کنی؟ آیا میخوای کاملا پاک شی؟
But the answer is tragic.
اما جوابی که این فرد میده خیلی فاجعه است.
There's nobody to help me. There's nobody to get me in the water when the pool of water is troubled. I'm always too late. Nobody cared for this man. Of course, Jesus cared. Yeah. But he didn't have men who would help him. Yeah, you see the contrast with the story we have in Luke 5. Where these four men are determined
چهار تا دوست این دوست فلجشون
رو میارن که این فرد فلج
رو به سمت عیسی مسیح ببرن.
Now think of it. How many people are spiritually crippled out there today?
چند نفر از لحاظ روحانی
فلجن دیگه نمون. Somebody would bring them to Jesus.
که یه نفر دارن که به سمت عیسی ببرن.
They could be spiritually healed.
از لحاظ روحانی شفا پیدا کنن.
How many people are out there that if you would explain the gospel to them?
اما چند نفر تو دنیا هستن که اگر انجیل رو فقط بشنون
they will get saved.
نجات پیدا میکنن.
Yeah, last Sunday we talked with an older man in the park.
یه پیرمردی صحبت کردیم توی پارک.
Yeah, we had a beer on the
آبجو
on the bench. He wasn't drunk, but
اما مست نبود.
But he was a nice guy.
آدم خیلی خوبی بود.
And we explained the gospel.
بشارت دادیم بهش و توضیح دادیم.
Yeah, he had some Christian influence at the he already understood several things.
یه زندگیش یه سری از مسیحیت رو شنیده بود اما کاملا.
And he got saved.
و اونجا نجات پیدا.
Yeah, because there were soul winners.
چون که دلش سوخت
who cared for the spiritual crippled
که اون کسی که از لحاظ روحانی فلج بوده به سمتش.
Do you have compassion?
آیا شما امروز دلتون می‌سوزه برای اون کسی که
are you one of these men that are carrying this crippled man to Jesus?
آیا شما یکی از اونهایی هستین که این فلج‌ها رو به سمت عیسی مسیح ببرید؟
Or are you the neighbor of the man from the guy in John 5.
یا شما هم یکی از همسایه‌های
یوحنا 38 years.
38 سال می‌بینیش کناره.
And there was nobody to help him to Jesus.
هیچ کس حاضر نیست که کمکش کنه که دستشو بگیره.
There was nobody to help him to bring to place he could get healed.
او رو ببره به مکانی که میتونسته شفا پیدا کنه.
And you say, oh, we know. You tell us all the time. Why you keep reminding us?
چرا هی یادآوری می‌کنیم موضوع
بهمون. Now here's the deal. I stop reminding you. Everybody is actively reaching the lost in the church. If everybody is on board with the most important mission of the church.
And
as everybody is fulfilling the purpose of the local church in getting people saved. Yeah, being part of the Great Commission. Then I will stop reminding you. And of course, if you're successful doing it, we get new people who need to be reminded again.
I'll probably
never stop reminding you.
Yeah.
But how many people you think are out there that will say, I have no one to help me? How many people will be willing to listen if somebody would tell them, hey, do you want to know how you can go to heaven?
Well,
what's the answer of a lot of Christians? But I don't have time. I'm too busy.
I can't.
It's a hard. Fill in the excuse. How many spiritual crippled?
چند نفر از لحاظ روحانی فلج دارن؟ مثل یوحنای فصل 5 که هنوز کسی رو نداره.
In John 5, Jesus heals the man. Yeah, in verse 8 it says, Jesus said unto him, rise, pick up that bed and walk.
بلند شو، تخت خود را بردار و راه برو.
Yeah, Jesus is the savior.
عیسی مسیح نجات دهنده است.
But who's going to bring these people to Jesus?
اما چه کسی؟
Who will take the effort?
کی حاضره اون فلج رو در آغوش بگیره و ببره به سمت عیسی مسیح؟
But I have stress.
I'm busy.
I have this problem or that problem.
Hey,
we're all busy. We all have stress. We all have problems. The question is, do you care? Do you have compassion for the lost? This man in Luke 5 had people around him that cared to bring him to Jesus. Read verse 18. Luke 5. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man was taken with a palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. Yeah. So what I want you to notice here is that these men sought means to bring this man to Jesus.
Yeah,
they were trying to figure out how can we get him there. They were doing their best to get this done. Yeah, we, as soul winners, should be doing our best and trying everything we can to bring the spiritual cripple to Jesus.
Yeah.
Ask ourselves the question, how can we get this person to Jesus? Yeah, we go out there, preach the gospel, and there are other ways, to bring people to Jesus. Sometimes it's through helping in practical ways, it opens them up to listen, simple acts of kindness. Sometimes it's inviting people to church. Yeah, we need to be like these men that are seeking means to bring the spiritual crippled, or in this case, this paralyzed man to Jesus. Verse 19. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they went up onto the housetop and let him down through the tiling, which is couch in with his couch into the midst before Jesus. So they are quite ingenious. These men. To get this crippled guy before Jesus. They went out of their way.
Yeah,
so now they had to carry this man up into the roof. They even destroyed a roof to let him through.
Yeah,
which also probably meant they had to fix it later on.
Like, hey,
you damaged my house. I have a hole in my roof. Yeah, I need to fix it now. Yeah, they really sought means to bring this guy to Jesus.
Yeah,
sometimes we need to break through our schedules to bring somebody to Jesus.
باید سقف خون رو خراب کنیم که بقیه رو به سمت عیسی مسیح ببریم.
Sowing requires
بشارت
seeking means.
دلسوزی میخواد.
Sowing requires sacrifice.
درخواست قربانی از ما میخواد. از چیزی که چیز رو
fixing the roof of a building.
حتی اگر مجبوریم سقف خونه رو درست کنیم بعد از این خرابش.
We need sowing will do whatever they can to bring people to Jesus.
باید تمام تلاشش رو بکنه که به هر طریقی یه نفر رو با عیسی مسیح بیاره.
We need to make sure.
من و شما باید تلاش کنیم که کسایی که از لحاظ روحانی فلجن اطرافمون. لوقا فصل 5 باشن نه در یوحنا.
Not a John 5 kind.
نه یوحنا 5.
Yeah, but nobody's there to help.
که هیچ کی نداشته باشن کمکش کنه.
So people that go out soul winning.
کسایی که میرن برای بشارت.
People that bring them to church. People that pick them up.
کسایی که میرن دنبال یه نفر.
People do these acts of kindness.
کسی که قدم محبت برای یه نفر انجام میده.
Really care for the spiritually crippled.
اهمیت میده برای اون کسی که لحاظ روحانی فلجه. باید هممون اونجوری باشیم.
And I keep saying it.
بازم میگم.
If we are not actively busy.
اگر ما فعال نباشیم.
دنبال قوم
خداوند که مقیه رو به سوی عیسی مسیح بیاریم.
We are a dead church.
ما کلیسای مرده.
And of course, I know we are reaching the lost.
میدونم که داریم تو کلیسا تلاش میکنیم برای اون بشارت میدیم اما این سوال خودمون بپرسیم
Am I part of that?
آیا من عضو فعال کلیسا
Are
هستم
you one of this man carrying?
آیا من از اون دوستایی هستم که تخت اونو به دوش کشیدم یا نه
Look 20
لوقا 20
And here we start a new lesson from the same story and when he saw their faith he said unto him Man thy sins are forgiven thee
چون او ایمان ایشان را دید به وی گفت ای مرد گناهان تو آمرزیده
شد. Now this is probably not the answer that his friends had imagined.
دوستاشون توقعی جواب
نداشتن. I'm sure they were happy that his sins were forgiven.
گناهانش بخشیده شده بود.
Of course they had come to bring a physically crippled man.
آقا فلج آوردن بلوش.
So he could walk again.
که از لحاظ جسمانی شفاش بده.
But Jesus is teaching a spiritual lesson here as well. In fact, Jesus emphasizes the spiritual above the physical healing.
نشون میده که از لحاظ روحانی شفا پیدا کردن مهمتر از جسمانی شفا پیدا کردن.
Yeah, Jesus, we have this man here that needs physical healing.
اینو داریم که از لحاظ جسمانی شفا پیدا کرد.
Thy sins are forgiven thee.
جواب اینه که گناهان تو.
Yeah, this man had a bigger problem than just being crippled.
این فقط مشکلش خیلی بزرگتر از
how much debilitating such a thing is.
فکر کنین چقدر سخته.
This was not his biggest problem.
مشکلش این فقط نبوده که چون
his biggest problem was a sin problem.
مشکل اصلیش گناهش.
His spiritual condition.
شرایط روحانیشه.
Yeah, being spiritual crippled.
از لحاظ روحانی هم فلج بوده.
Yeah, being in spiritual leper.
از لحاظ روحانی هم جزامی بوده.
Yeah, we need to have the right priority in the things we do.
اولویت زندگیمون رو تقسیمات
کنیم. I'm all for helping people with practical needs.
به هر کسی که نیاز به کمک جسمی
But here's what I want to emphasize.
اما تاکیدمون برای چی باید باشه؟
The spiritual need.
اون نیاز روحانی فرد.
Yeah. Like we prayed for Iran.
Iran دعا میکنیم.
Yeah, and we pray for sometimes practical things.
بله, برای
God release his people. God do that. God do this.
کارو بکن خداوند کارهای قلمرو انجام بده برای افغانستان, برای ایران دعا میکنیم.
And of course, truly we hope that these things get resolved.
مطمئنیم, امیدواریم که اونها شفا پیدا کنن. اتفاق بیفته.
People not to be oppressed by this wicked Christ rejecting,
false religion promoting regime. ایران هست, رژیمی که تو ایران هست کلا بره کنار.
What is really our ultimate prayer?
اما دعای اصلیمون
What is what we really want to see?
آخر چی باید بخوانیم؟
It's people getting saved.
همه نجات پیدا.
The gospel being preached.
انجیل عیسی مسیح همه
yeah,
جا پخش.
God do whatever bring most people into your kingdom.
بیشتر مردم رو وارد ملکوت تو میکنه انجام.
Yeah, we want to help people physically on
this earth. کمک کنیم روی زمین جسمانی به همه.
Even more.
اما بیشتر.
We want to help people for eternity.
میخوایم از لحاظ روحانی هم کمک.
Yeah, do not get caught up.
وقتمون رو اونقدر نذاریم.
By getting all of your focus only on the physical.
فقط چیزهای جسمانی.
Have a right priority.
اولویت زندگی
yeah, the priority of Jesus had
اولویت
was spiritual first then physical
اول روحانی بعد جسمانی
this man that is brought in a physical problem
اون فرد از لحاظ جسمانی اومد
as Jesus addressing the spiritual problem first
اما عیسی مسیح اول روحانی شفاش داد
and with that he also teaches another truth
بعد از این یه درس دیگه و یه حقیقتی به ما
میگه so Jesus says thy sins are forgiven thee
گناهان تو آمرزیده
Now read verse 21.
آیه 21.
Now we have the scribes and the Pharisees coming up.
کاتبان و فریسیان چی میگن؟
And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?
آنگاه کاتبان و فریسیان در خود تفکر نموده میگفتند این کیست که کفر میگوید؟ جز تنها خدا کیست که بتواند گناهان را بیامرزد؟
Now, what is basically implied by these scribes and these Pharisees here?
این فریسیان و کاتبان
What's the conclusion that they are drawing?
نتیجهشون چی بود از حرف عیسی مسیح؟
That if Jesus is able to say, "Thy sins are forgiven thee," then Jesus is claiming to be God. And they say, "Jesus, you can't forgive sins because you're not God."
Now,
are they right about the fact that only God can forgive our sins?
And
the answer is yes, they're right about that. Only God can forgive sins.
You
can't go to some priest.
In a little boot and get forgiveness of sins.
Yeah, 1 Timothy 2:5. For there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus.
1 Timothy 2:5.
زیرا یک خداست و یک واسطه در میان خدا و انسان یعنی آن انسان مسیح عیسی.
Yeah, only God can forgive us. Not some priest in a booth, not some pastor, not some religious leader.
Yeah,
you can go sacrifice some animals. Your sins be forgiven. Therefore, it's not important. It's not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins.
ممکن نیست که خون بوساله قربانی گناهان شما رو ببخشه. کی میتونه ببخشه؟ فقط خود خداست.
How can we be forgiven? Only because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
و در هیچ کس غیر از او نجات نیست زیرا که نامی دیگر در زیر آسمان به مردم عطا نشد که بدان باید ما نجات یابیم.
The Pharisees and scribes are partly right. Only God can forgive sins.
فریسیان و کاتبان یه جورایی درست
میگفتن. They were wrong in recognizing
خدا میتونه شفا بده.
Who stood right in front of them. اما اشتباهی کردن
نمیدونستن که جلوشون ایستاده.
Yeah. The one they actually despised.
کسی که ازش متنفر بودن واقعاً کیست؟
The God who could forgive their sins.
خداوندی که جس پوشید.
The one they went out to criticize.
کسی که اومده بودن به
طلبه
بندازنش. کسی که اومده بودن به دام بندازنش. اما به خاطر اینکه ردش کنن.
Read verse 22 and look 5. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts?
عیسی افکار ایشان را درک نموده. در جواب ایشان گفت چرا در دل خود تفکر می‌کنید؟
Yeah, so Jesus perceives their thoughts and he responds to what they're thinking.
Now,
this alone should already be proving the point. Yeah, Jesus knows what they're thinking. Yeah, it doesn't say they're saying this aloud. This is what they were reasoning in their hearts.
Now,
if you have a conversation with somebody and that person starts responding to what you are thinking instead of what you're saying,
تو جواب بده به اون فکر تو داره جواب میده
that probably freaks you out
بهتون مزد میترسینه
like oh what is going on here
ای بابا من کجا فهمید من چی
but this was happening to the Pharisees and scribes
برای فریسیان و کاتبان
Jesus responds to what is in their heart what they are thinking what they are reasoning
به فکرشون جواب داد به اون منطق فکرشون جواب داد نه به اون چیزی که داشتن صحبت میکردن
already giving a great hint like hey I am God.
من خدام. همون جوری بهشون گفت ببینید فقط خدا میتونه
فکر تو بخونه. Read verse 23 and 24.
آیه 23 و 24 بخونید.
Whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man had power upon earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise and take up thy couch and go into thine house.
کدام آسان تر است؟ گفتن اینکه گناهان تو آمرزیده شد یا گفتن اینکه برخیز و راه برو. اما تا بدانید که پسر انسان را اقتدار و آمرزیدن گناهان بر روی زمین هست و مفروض را گفت تو را میگویم برخیز و بستر خود را برداشته به خانه خود برو.
Yeah, so you ask this question. Hey, tell me what's easier.
کدومش راحت تره؟
Yeah, to say thy sins are forgiven thee, or to say rise up and walk.
یا بگم بلند شو راه برو.
Now, what would be really easier to do?
راحت تر گفتن که.
If you can talk about easier and difficult in relation to God.
از لحاظ ربط به خداوند.
Yeah, but you would say it's actually forgiveness of sins.
بخشیدن گناه گفتن راحت تره.
Yeah, because it required him to die on the cross.
ولی برای عیسی سخت‌تر بود به خاطر بخشش گناهش مجبور شد بری.
But he knows what the Pharisees are thinking.
اما میدونی که
anybody can just say that sins are forgiven
thee. گناهانت بخشیده شده دقیقاً باعث نمیشه که
And if you say that doesn't mean you're God.
هر چی بگی دلیل نمیشه که خدا باشه.
Calling Jesus a liar.
خدا عیسی مسیح رو دروغگو خونده.
Not trusting him on his words.
اعتماد نکردم به کلامش.
So Jesus gives them a question.
عیسی مسیح سوال ازشون
پرسید. Knowing how they in their hearts will answer them.
میدونسته تو قلبشون چی جوابی دارن.
Yeah, they will say it's much easier to just say.
اونها راحت‌تر میگن هر کی دلش بخواد.
That sins are forgiven than actually healing a person.
گناه بخشیده شده راحت‌تره.
That would require an act of God.
واقعاً بتونه یه نفر از لحاظ جسمانی
شفا پیدا کنه. That would be requiring a miracle, something.
معجزه رو باید با چشم
human cannot do.
کاری که انسان نمیتونه انجام بده.
And Jesus tells him the paralyzed man, arise and take up thy couch and go into the house. Yeah, verse 25 and 26. And immediately he rose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. Yeah, so he gets healed, he stands up, he picks up his mattress and goes home. A glorifying God. Understanding this was from God. Yeah, crippled people don't stand up by any other means. This is a miracle. And all people are amazed. They're filled with fear. This is not something small. Yeah, who is this Jesus that does these things? Yeah, we've seen a strange thing today. Now, you witnessed actually God in the flesh. That's what you witnessed. The Pharisees were right about God.
درست گفتم
در فرض
که فقط خداوند که گناه
میتونه wrong about it, Jesus is God.
اما اشتباه کردن که خدایی رو جسد میشه بود.
1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed in the world, received up unto glory.
3:16.
و به یقین راز دینداری عظیم است که خدا در جسم ظاهر شد و در روح تصدیق کرده شد و به فرشتگان دیده شد و به امتها موعظه شد و در دنیا ایمان آورد و به جلال بالا برده شد.
Yeah, God was manifest in the flesh.
خداوندی که جسم پوشید.
John 20:28, where we have Thomas.
20:28.
Yeah, listen what Thomas said.
ببینید توماس چی گفت.
Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. That's what he said to Jesus.
28 توما در جواب وی گفت ای خداوند من و ای خدای من.
Did Jesus tell him, "Oh no, don't say that."
نگو خدا.
I'm just a man like you.
Don't worship.
Worship
God only. نام خدا رو نه
بروم. Jesus accepted the worship because he is God.
چون واقعا خدا بود.
Yeah, 1 John 5:20.
اولی یوحنا 5:20.
And we know that the Son of God has come and had given us an understanding that we may know him that is true and we are in him that is true. Even in his son Jesus Christ, this is the true God and eternal life.
و می‌دانیم که پسر خدا آمده است و به ما بصیرت داده است تا او را که حق است بشناسیم و در حق یعنی در پسر او عیسی مسیح هستیم. اوست خدای حق و حیات جاودانی.
Who is talking about?
در مورد کی داره صحبت می‌کنه؟
Jesus.
عیسی مسیح.
This is the true God and خدای eternal life.
خدای واقعی است و زندگی جاوید.
Yeah, John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father, but by me.
14.
John 14:6.
عیسی به دو گفت, من راه و راستی و حیات هستم. هیچ کس نزد پدر به جز به وسیله من نمی آید.
Yeah, Jesus is God.
عیسی مسیح خود خدا بود.
Yeah, so in the story of the leper, we saw the picture of salvation.
تصویر نجات رو دیدیم.
Yeah, Jesus came to us. He is the cleanser. He is the savior.
شفا دهنده ما.
And when Jesus touches the spiritual leper,
و عیسی مسیح اومد اون چیز روحانی رو دید. اون کسی که نجات نداشته بود.
Salvation happens immediately.
نجات بلافاصله اتفاق افتاد.
He is willing.
او حاضر بود.
They made a story about the four friends.
و داستان اون چهار
دوست. Were determined to bring their friend before Jesus.
که می‌خواستن دوستشون رو به سمت عیسی مسیح بیارن.
They had compassion, they cared.
نگران بودن.
They sought means to get him there. They sacrificed to get the dog.
تلاشی شد او رو دوستش رو به سمت عیسی مسیح بردن.
They could walk. They were fine themselves.
هر کسی میتونست راه بره خودش تنهایی بیاد.
But a friend needed help.
اما دوستش نیاز داشت. دوستشون نیاز داشت.
It's a spiritual lesson for soul winning.
و درس بزرگی است به عنوان مبشرین که یاد بگیریم.
Yeah, we are to make sure that the spiritual crippled around us.
که ببینیم اونایی که از لحاظ روحانی اطرافمون فلجن.
Are carried to Jesus.
به سمت عیسی مسیح میاد.
And in the same story, we have Jesus revealing who he really was. Yeah, God manifests in the flesh. He is the one that has the power to forgive sins. And it is his will. It is his priority for people to receive that forgiveness. Yeah, his priority for the spiritual leper is to be cleansed. His priority for the spiritual crippled is to be healed. His priority for the lost is to be saved. Because he will have all men to be saved.
Amen.
Amen.